And a very good morning to you. Hi, I'm Kermit Poling, General Manager here at Red River Radio. It's 1 minute after 11 o'clock, and it's time for a spotlight. And this is an art spotlight that we have done a number of times for a particular event that happens annually in Natchitoches. It's the 46th annual Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival. Dr. Shane Rasmussen is in the studio with me, as you have been many times, both talking about the festival, but also helping us during pledge drives and all of that. Anyway, thanks for making the drive up.
Oh, no problem at all. Happy to be here to tell people about this wonderful event, the Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival. And you're right, it's a 46th annual, and that's because people come to the festival and they have a great time, and then they come back.
Well, that's a measure of success.
Yes.
In any book, I would
say.
Yes. Yeah, excellent. Well, again, why don't you kind of outline it? We've talked about that because there's so many different aspects to this.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the number one thing that I think is also during this time of year when everything's so hot and humid, depending on a given day, this is all indoors, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's in Prather Coliseum on the NSU campus, so you almost need to bring a sweater. It'll be so air-conditioned. You'll have a great time, guys. We have a hall of authentic crafts, everything from handmade knives to chinaberry necklaces to pine needle baskets. These are authentic crafts that are made by people who learned from the person before them and had that face-to-face transmission in passing down their folk tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's important. They're not made from a kit. They're not made from something that they learned online. These are genuine folk crafts, and they are amazing. And the craftspeople are demonstrating. When you go in, they're working away and they're creating their crafts right there, so you can see that process and you can talk to them about it. But of course, you can also buy their crafts as well. And we have three stages of music all day long. It's from 9 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. And we have wonderful folk traditional artists of Louisiana as well as Texas. For example, we have the Native Nations Intertribal coming this year,
mm-hmm.
from Texas, and it's about 10 different tribes in the southeast of predominantly Oklahoma, Texas, and Louisiana.
Okay.
And those members of the tribes are coming to as a singular group to join together to celebrate what makes their indigenous peoples, in a sense, their culture, so wonderful. And they want to share those songs and those dances with the people of Louisiana. And I say that to share because they're interactive. They want you to dance with them. And they have several dances that you can, they invite you to join them on the dance floor. But also we have, of course, the Cajun dancing with, artists such as Kevin Nakan and the Awesome Playboys, but also Poisson Rouge are coming for the first time this year from Opelousas.
Yeah.
And for those Zydeco lovers, we have Gino Delafos and French Rockin' Boogie. And so, and of course, now, not all of it you can dance to. For example, we do have bluegrass, and that, I'm not sure that it's the biggest dancing music, more of a listening music, but some people do dance to it, in fact.
Depends on whether it's up-tempo or not.
That's true. And, you know, people do, they clog or flat-foot dance to bluegrass.
Yeah, yeah.
What am I saying? Anyway, we have Catahoula Drive that are going to be coming in, and they're going to be doing some, they're from Lafayette and Pineville, and they're going to do some really good bluegrass. But also we have a really neat thing happening this year over in the McGill Recital Hall, which is, I guess, a fourth music stage and sometimes in a festival. We have the Winsboro Easter Rock, and they are going to do, they're a dance troupe that basically do the Easter Eve vigil in their African American church up in Winfield, and they are the only group, and I'm situating that there because it's part of their name, but also because it's sort of rooted in that they might be the only group left that does this Easter Eve vigil, where they do the call and response, and they do the stomp, and they come in singing and carrying carrying the lamps, and they sing, you know, they come in singing, you know, and then they surround the table, and around the table, on the table are the fruit punch, which is the blood of Christ, and then the cakes, which is the body of Christ. And then they do the Easter Eve vigil with the call and response, and they, and the McGill recital is perfect for this. We had them one time before for the Louisiana Studies Conference, and okay. It, you know, it's hollow underneath. So when they stomp, it shakes. And they want the, you want that give to,
yeah,
that,
right,
to the boards.
Right, right.
You know, when they dance before at the festival, we've had them in Prather Coliseum, but you know, with a concrete floor.
You don't have the resonance.
No,
yeah,
you don't.
Exactly. Yeah.
And when they stomp, it's like in their home church where they stomp on that stage. And so it has that kind of dramatic effect. But also it's in a sense an invocation, because their song is a prayer. And they are offering it to their Most High. And so they invite us to witness and celebrate with them. So that's going to be really cool. You know, if you put Louisiana Folklife Center into any web browser, you're going to get our website, the Louisiana Folklife Center.
Right.
And you can get the newsletter and soon the program. And you can see all the full schedule.
Everything that's going on there. Are you going to have the fiddle championship?
We
again?
Do.
Yeah,
we
okay.
do.
Right.
Yes. And in fact, it's on that same stage on the McGill Recital
McGill?
Hall.
Okay.
Yes. And if you're a fiddler out there, you can still get in the action. And we have some wonderful cash prizes for you to win. But the overall is a friendly competition. You know, people like to encourage other fiddlers, and we want to get people to join. You know, we have some handmade fiddles by Hilton Lytle, who is a Northwest Louisiana fiddle maker. He handmade these and then donated to the Folklife Center to give away to young fiddlers. And
excellent.
We've given several away in the past, one of whom became a fiddle champion. And
yeah.
So, you know, these are we want to encourage young people or just beginning fiddlers. You know, I met someone recently a few months ago who was in his 50s, and he was, you know, had just taken up the fiddle, and he was determined to play it, and he was already engaged in a jam session, and, you know, he didn't take lead or anything like that, you know, he didn't stick his leg out and for a solo, but, you know, he was there, and he was learning, and everyone was so, like, appreciative of what he was doing, and so welcoming, and that's what the fiddle champion is like. So, guys, come on out. I mean, this is Louisiana's festival. It's Natchitoches Festival. But in a sense, it's all for the whole Louisiana.
Yeah.
Because we have, you know, the craftspeople, the food, the music are representative of the entire state. And so, you know, also, you know, I have to say, not all of it is air conditioned, because in the front of Prather, we have a static display put on by the armed services. The Army is going, in honor of our theme, America the Beautiful, they're going to have a static display. They called me this morning and they said, "What do you want for the static display?" And I said, "Everything you want to bring. We want to show the wonder of what you have." And so they said, "Okay, we're going to bring it, and we're also going to bring a color guard." And I said, "That sounds awesome." So, but we have the gumbo cook-off right out front as well. And so if you want to take part in that, there's no fee to enter the cook-off, and you can be part of that, and you can let everyone know that you make the best gumbo in Louisiana. But and then of course we have the blacksmiths out there hammering away, the Red River Smiths. But as I would be remiss if I forgot to mention that this Saturday, July 11th, we have a pre-festival event. It's a free event in Natchitoches at the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame.
I'm looking at a sheet here that says A Visit with the Bagpipe.
If you ever think, wow, what it was like to play a bagpipe. Well, we have Collier and Susan Hyams, and they are experts at the bagpipe as well as the Celtic drum. And they, in fact, they've actually taught in Scotland. In the home country, they've taught the bagpipe. They are both masters of the Great Highland Pipe. And they're going to have some practice chanters. In other words, you'll be able to use your own practice chanter so that you'll be hygienic and you can practice and actually take your attempt to play the Great Highland Pipe. You can learn the scales, but also an iconic Celtic Highland tune. So this is really neat, guys. This is your chance to play the bagpipe and to see if you can make it sing, or will it be like Cats in a Bag? And of course, we know everyone's going to be a natural. Yeah. I mean, you know. Yeah. It's not going to be like playing the fiddle for the first time where, you know, you're killing the cats. No. You're all going to be naturals. But at the very least, you'll go, wow, there's a lot to this. But you might be surprised how well you sound that first time when you get kind of the hang of it. And the Thistle Dancers will also be playing and performing at that event. So this is 2:00. At the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame this Saturday, the Thistle Dancers and Pipers, and a visit with the bagpipe. There'll be the pipe and drum celebration and performance, as well as the Thistle Dancers, and you can take part. And we want to just say, come on over, it's free. And then the festival itself is, you know, 12 and under, it's free as well. But and if you're an adult, $10 is all it is, which is the price of a movie ticket these days. So come on over to the Natchitoches Hennessy Folk Festival. It is nonprofit. It is your festival, and you will have a great time.
All right, with events coming up both of the next two weekends.
Yes,
so, right. But the main festival is on the 18th.
It is on the 18th.
Okay. And what time does it start?
It starts at 9:00 in the morning and it goes all the way till 9:30 at night.
All right, full
and,
day.
You know, I kind of just broke the surface, you know, talked about just some of our big things. But, you know, throughout the day of the festival, it'll be more and more. For example, we have a clogging lesson with Clancy Stewart, and you could also learn how to do flat foot dancing. We have Kid Fest for the kids, as well as a magician right nearby. And I can't believe I forgot this. I cannot believe it. From Marrero down in New Orleans, we have the Rising Dragon Lion Dance Team. If you've never seen a Vietnamese lion dancer. There's two of them inside.
Right.
And then there's usually there's also the person outside beating the drum.
Right.
And the music is live. And so, and when that lion comes out, it's really great because, you know, when one of them gets on the shoulders of the other one and the lion rears up and then it starts menacing the people in the crowd in a playful manner, it's really just for a second, it looks real. Just for a second, you're thinking, whoa, it's a huge lion, it's a dragon right in front of me. And of course it's not, but it kind of seems to have that playful fantasy presence that only folk tradition can give you. And so it's the kind of goes for a second and go, whoa. And guys, this is worth it. You know, the thing is, what I find really great about the festival is that, you know, so often we get inured to our culture being something that we completely control. Mm-hmm. You know, you turn on Pandora, you turn on Spotify, and you turn on YouTube, you turn on whatever you want, and you have the world at your fingertips, which is great, but it's also a little bit remote. And you can decide, oh, I want to hear the Beach Boys right now, or I want to hear Itzhak Perlman, or whatever you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to a live event, and Bo Thomas brings out that fiddle of his, and he's going to be there playing with the Austin Playboys. And he takes up that Cajun fiddle and starts to play. And you go, oh, my heck. You're right in the presence of it. And it has that magic. And for me, when I hear a great Cajun fiddler, the hairs on my arms will rise. And they don't often do that if it's a video. It's when I'm in the presence of it, when it's live. You know what it's like having in a concert, a live concert.
Absolutely.
And you go, wow. And then here's the magic also, because it combines that with the magic of radio. Pandora or Spotify, you decide what you're going to hear completely. You turn it on to whatever music station you want, and you control who's going to play. But at a concert, you don't know what they're going to play. So if you ever went to see Elvis, you would go, oh, I hope he plays Hound Dog. I hope he plays Hound Dog. And then he plays Blue Christmas, and then he plays this and then that. And suddenly he does want to launch into Hound Dog, and you hit the floor. And that's what it's like when you see a concert. You know, sometimes it's kind of fun to have that. It's fun. Great. Yeah. Great. With all our technology to doom scroll and everything like that and have the tiger by the tail technologically. But there's also something really cool when the tiger has you by the tail and it says, okay, I'm watching Gino De La Fosse, French Rock and Boogie, and they got that scrub board up there going. And Gino just started singing in Creole French. And that accordion is rolling.
Yeah.
And you feel the call to dance.
Sure.
That happens in a live venue. Guys, this is your festival. Come on out to the Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival, July 18th, Panther Coliseum on the NSU campus.
That's right. And it is pretty much all-encompassing when you talk about folk. I mean,
yep.
it's a lot of different traditions. So I know it's always a wonderful event. It's great to always have you come up and talk about it. You get so excited. You know, this is radio, so you don't get to necessarily see the expressions on Shane's face here. But I get to see them, and you are hyped about
it. I can't help it.
That's great. That's great.
I also want to thank the people that believe in culture.
Yeah.
The people that come out to the festival are people that love Louisiana culture. But it's also folks like the Louisiana Endowment with the Humanities, CLECO of Alliance Compressors, but also the Louisiana Division of the Arts and the Shreveport Regional Arts Council, the Natchitoches Historic Development Commission, the Natchitoches Area Convention Bureau, the Cane River National Heritage Area, the Jazz Foundation and Festival and Foundation, sorry.
Yeah.
These are folks that care about culture. They believe that it's important to continue tradition because that tradition, without it, it takes the zing right out of life. If you didn't have Mardi Gras, if you didn't have those beads, and if you didn't have king cake, and if you didn't have gumbo, I don't want to live here. You know, those are the things that give our life fun and meaning. And so, guys, folk culture is that shot in the arm that you go, wow,
yeah,
it's fun to be alive.
That
so join us.
All right. Dr. Shane Rasmussen, who's made the trip up from NSU, from Natchitoches, the 46th annual Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival. One event coming up this Saturday with the bagpipes, and then the big festival itself on the 18th. Shane, thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you.
And if you're with an organization you'd like to be featured on a future spotlight, give us a call at 800-552-8502.